Hello, hello, everybody, and welcome to our final call in this series of our senses. Oh, Dinah. So this will be an integration of not just the sixth sense, but we'll see what else sort of pops up from while our year together. It's a tall order, so we'll see what comes together with that all. And I really appreciate all the juicy info around the intentions that you guys have set for today. And if there's anything else you would like to declare out loud, feel free to pop that on into the chat feature at any time when we're working together. And just before we get into anything, know that our next week is the Transform Emotions into Energy. I'm going to do that series again. It's a complimentary offering, so feel free to invite anybody, share with anybody. That's really only the cost to the course. It's just to share it if you feel called to. And in that, we'll be meeting daily, and I'll always be saving the recording, so feel free to sign up for that. You'll get an email about that later today. And then after this week, sorry, after that week, next week passes, we'll be starting our next round. And if I was more prepared, I'd have like a drum roll sound in the background. But the votes, interestingly enough, have finally landed on the eight extra meridians. So my sense is that we'll do eight extra meridians this next coming round. And I've been playing with different ways to sort of juxtapose those together because we've got eight meridians and I'm going to do them in sort of six batches. And I have some ideas on that. However, if you have any strong leanings and if you're familiar with those eight extra meridians, I'm wide open to suggestions. I've got quite a few that I'm playing with. I just haven't quite settled on anything yet. So feel free, this is your time to get that input on in. And after that, I have a feeling we'll be leaning into more of the trauma release work. After this round, because that one was very close on its heels. It was a very hot second choice. So know that it's all coming. And in case you haven't already noticed, we tend to do a fair amount of trauma release work in different ways and different tools, including how we start off most of our sessions. And I'll be doing that again today shortly with the resourcing and setting the stage for the trauma work to also show up and be integrated in a very gentle, soft, safe manner. So yay indeed. Yay, I'm so excited to get to share this all with you. And as we settle in for today's session, I'm going to invite you to begin here by means of breathing. Every inhale, an opportunity to call in. To connect to life, to connect to inspiration, pun intended. And every exhale, an opportunity to release, to let go, to surrender. To allow. And every breath, every single breath, an opportunity to sink a little deeper into that cushion below and experience that flow of inhale, breathing in life, exhale, surrender, allowing. And as this cycles together, noticing if any part of that support below you feels pleasant, at the very least neutral, and taking a moment to just notice that and be with that. And then the invitation is to gently scan the body mind. Looking for something inside of you that feels pleasant, or again, at the very least, neutral. And as you find that, it might be a part of you, might be an area of your body, might also be a memory, a time in which you felt most like you. And whatever it is you land on, taking a moment to savor that. And as you savor this, breathing in this nourishment. And perhaps noticing the impact. And if any part of that feels pleasant, savoring this too. And receiving all of this nourishment. And as you soak that on in, breath by breath, continuing to rinse and repeat this as much as you feel called to, and knowing that this is also an area where you can return to at any point in time while we're working together, or even at the end, this little check-in. It's a nice little soft landing spot. And interestingly enough, as we start off this session, I'm going to invite you to scan your body mind to notice if anything might feel just a little bit opposite of this. And again, if there's anything else to mention, feel free to pop it in that chat feature as we go. And as you're scanning to notice, I'll offer my thanks. Thank you for being here and being you and all that that comes with that. And it's all so very welcome. And I'm so very grateful I've had the opportunity to share this with you all over the last year. For some of you, 2, 3, 4 years. Yeah, such a blessing. Thank you for this opportunity to gather together in connection in these ways. And the deepest of thank yous to all that's allowed for that to happen, your families, your ancestors, your lineages. And the deepest of bows to those that have stewarded and caretaken this very land that's nourished us all, that's allowed for this to really be, to really be. Om Shanti, Shanti, Shanti. And as we settle on in for our session, I'm seeing the very first link pop up. It almost started a minute ago, actually. It was eager to get going. The eighth house. And the eighth house is very much that of death and rebirth, regeneration. And it works with the kidneys, and it works with the kidney meridian to support that cyclical energy of death and rebirth. So as we do this, we're actually landing in the kidneys, and we're linking it into the very breath cycle as a mirror of that. Perhaps every inhale, a microcosm of birth. Every exhale, a microcosm of death. And as we breathe, as this cycle of death and rebirth rotates, bringing in its way, regeneration, the capacity to be born anew. And as we work with that energy, sinking into house number six. House of practical action, house of being in service to ourselves. And I see this as actually a bit of a different take on it, giving yourself permission to have that breath cycle, that death birth cycle in the kidneys, be in practical service to yourself. That it's safe to be born, it's safe to die, it's safe to inhale, safe to exhale. And that cycle is one that can be potentially even enjoyed and as it gets embraced from a different perspective, potentially. And on that note, it's all about the houses. It's linking into house number four, where our sense of self begins to figure out how to interact with the external environment. And here we actually need to do a couple of things. We're going to start off by linking it that into the liver to detox old patterns of how it is you have been interacting with the seeming external world. And as we release those old patterns, what is it you're looking for? What is it that remains? What is it that's here to be explored just a little bit more? And the pattern that I'm seeing is actually that of, in a way, sort of our overarching theme of all of this year, of releasing any bits that are ready to go in this pattern of how we've sort of braced or defended against that death birth cycle and that regeneration that it's meant to bring as we allow the old to fall away and we step into the new, even with all the emotions, all the energy and motion that that brings. And as we work with that, releasing now fear from the kidneys. In particular, no exit terror. When babies are born, they sometimes go through a bit of no exit terror as the walls are caving in, the cervical dilation hasn't occurred fully. So there's nowhere to go. And they're being, in from their perspective, pummeled from all directions. And the water is running out, the amniotic fluid is gone, so things are in rapid transition, rapid change. And as we release this fear of no exit terror, we're running a simultaneous permissions of there's a way out now. There's a way out now. This gets to be different now. And that in turn is linking into a cell repair on those kidneys, on the nephron, the cell of the kidney. And as we work with this, it's actually going into a fancy word, loop of Henle, which is just a part of that nephron, that kidney cell, where there's ions getting exchanged to give rise to healthy pH balance. And as we work with healthy pH balance, for the most part, our worlds are fairly acidic in the diets that are out there these days. So this is offering some balancing more so in the direction of basicness in a good way. So acid-base balance is how I'm using that basic understanding, okay, of that word. I know it has a lot of other meanings these days. So as we work with that balance, it actually is bringing in some of the other meanings of that. It's being defined by the consciousness of orienting ourselves back to the basics, back to the basics, going to simplicity. And as we offer the kidney simplicity, running one more cellular repair through the ancestral lines that the kidneys naturally connect to. And as we work with that, it's linking all the way up to the sense of intuition, our sixth sense. And we're looking at how it is the ancestors related to intuition. And in and around however many generations back it may have been, there was likely a time where, without this modern world, there was the capacity to see a different perspective with all that that came with. Perhaps greater availability to soften our edges in different ways. And as we draw on that ancestral knowledge, that ancestral wisdom to guide us to returning back to basics, setting that in awareness more so into into the kidney meridian alike, as it works with restoration of that return to basics with this cell repair. And it's leading to the permissions in a form of a question of how simple can this be? How simple, how easeful, how gentle, how surrendered can this be? And as you work with that, it's safe to let the old die away. Is hot in the heels is another permissions here. And we're going into now active memory. Into a very specific fear, a charged fear. Specifically the fear of death itself, which is natural given that we've sort of laid the land for that a little bit. And as we work with that, Again, connecting it through the Kidney 24 points now to the ancestral wisdom of how death and birth may have, as well, may have been viewed many, many, many generations ago. We don't really connect to death or birth, for that matter, in our modern world in the same ways. We often don't even have a lot of connection to the death process. Even if we've seen a loved one pass away, there may not be the understandings and a support system and an environment conducive to making sense of that. As we support this, understanding that this gets to be seen potentially in a different light now, we're connecting it into the element of metal to support that. As metal element works with dispersion, releasing, allowing that old to fall away in a way that sets the stage for nourishment to be found. And as the metal element allows for the old to fall away, around these fears of death that you may have, just letting any bits of that soften. And as that falls away, I see it almost like little seeds being planted. As in, maybe there's other ways of being with this. Maybe there's other possibilities that will continue to blossom. And on that, I actually see it as a bit of a metaphor for all that you've released in this last year, fading away, falling away, and the seeds that were planted on the other side of that. Beginning to take a foothold as we link this now into the elements of wood for growth, for birth, for coming into the spring season of our lives. For those of us in the northern hemisphere, you may be noticing that. And for those of us in the southern hemisphere, the contrast may be what illuminates that the most. And as we work with this all now, bringing in circulation of lymph through the kidney meridian, through the liver meridian, through the bladder and the gallbladder meridians, all the meridians that processes fear and anger. And as we run lymphatic circulation in these ways, clearing out toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. And as that washes through the system, linking into the spleen, as this is our anchor for all lymph flow. And that's linking now into the inner corner of the eye, bladder one point, which helps to see the present moment with clarity. And it's releasing through the left eye a emotion here of grief, and through the right eye an emotion of worry. And as it lifts both of those off simultaneously, allowing your eyes to see a new perspective potentially. As we lighten the load on that note, we're taking out a bit of complexity in terms of those of us that are drawn to, think about things in multiple different angles, as many ways as we can, or overthinking, overanalysis can be in here as well. And that's coming off of just above the left eye, just to the left side of the nose at the very top, right around that third eye region. Through the left side of the forehead, so it's essentially here for those of you that can see video. And as we work with that, there's a pathway that begins to open up through to the pineal via the pituitary. And as we align pineal and pituitary, aligning all things feminine, pituitary, with all things masculine, pineal. And as this falls into alignment for you, giving this just another breath or two, we're going to pause here briefly as we take a moment to notice what this is like. And as you connect to this new awareness, potentially of what's here within your own masculine, with your own feminine, running permissions here. This is allowed to flow now. Things are allowed to flow, move, groove. And as that flow washes through this region of pineal and pituitary. I see that flow from the central line spilling gently, like almost like a river widening into the edges now, into the sides of the brain. And we're working with primarily the cortical brain, although from there it's trickling almost like a rain, gentle rainfall down onto the limbic brain, into the reptilian brain. And as it reaches the reptilian brain through the brain stem, the spinal cord, allowing flow to happen here too. And as energy is flowing in these ways, in these areas, moving and grooving through the brain, as it leads to and reaches out to the amygdala complex, which tends to make decisions based on fear, anger, rage, deciding how to respond, how to overreact. It is allowing for just a gentle softening here too, particularly as it's relating to challenging patterns around being heard, being seen, and being able to ask for what it is you need. All three are in here. For some of you'll have more on one side than the other, and for some of you might have all three quite powerfully present. And as that works, we're going to actually run circulation in addition to this just gentle general energy flow, circulation of all the healing resources, including blood that carries our passion, nerve our communication, lymph that again allows for those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing, along with sheer vitality, consciousness or awareness. Right down into all the little guys, the electrons, the protons, the solitons, the neutrons. Working with the sounds, the colors, the frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor. Endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids that lower inflammation, lower anxiety, lower depression, help really all of our body mind to heal, in particular our nervous and our immune system. And as we work with that circulation, also bringing in the circulation very specifically from two chakras and how they work together, the sexual chakra that brings in vitality and the heart chakra that brings in harmony, and they're meant to circulate their energy right up to the brain. And as we circulate again those endocannabinoids, hormones, etc., we're also bringing in circulation of flow, of general balance of all things yin and yang. And running hydration, helping those cells again to absorb water, joy, and release any impurities that just don't need to be here. And as that's going through to the amygdala complex, linking into house number 12, house of endings, releasing, letting go, allowing. House of all things, liver. And here I see it as releasing any old karmic patterns and obligations that are no longer serving you as it relates to those childhood experiences around asking, around being seen, around being heard. And we're just simply running the permissions here of I matter here. That's linking to all the way through this left arm, letting go of the need to be overly cautious or careful. In a way, releasing a bit of almost like hypervigilance through primarily the heart and the lung meridian. And if those meridians could talk as to what they're releasing, I just hear the words like watch out, and I see that draining away, draining away. And any of that, those sort of related childhood experiences that might be tied in with that for some of you. We're running diaphragm to intestines. Diaphragm being that center of control and emotional processing, the intestines letting go of all that no longer serves. And as we run diaphragm to intestines, alongside of that, running the permissions of it's safe to be seen now. It's safe to be seen. And it's safe to be known. It's safe to be known. In essence, inviting your essence to come forward, Just a little bit more. Because it's welcome. It's so very welcome here. That's all connecting into the astrological sixth house again. What if welcoming ourselves, welcoming your essence, was a practical action that actually led to your health in multiple ways, in ways that Western science may not be acknowledging, and maybe even Eastern science might not entirely, but in a way that we know feels good for us to come alive in its simplicity, to come alive as this essence of you comes forward, even just a little bit more. It's welcome. That in turn is linking into house number 10. It's safe to act from this place of essence of you coming forward as we work with this connection to outward self-expression via the 10th house. Along with this is the house of career, appreciation, and recognition. And the invitation at this juncture is to recognize yourselves, to appreciate yourselves, and notice just for a moment. What's worked well for you? What's working well here for you? If that's a bit of a challenge in this moment, I'm going to invite you to stay with that process just a little bit longer. Probably worth it. As you hang out here for as long as you like. That in turn is linking into now the right side. The entire right side, the entire masculine side, which loves to take action forward. And as it works with forward moving action, I see it actually as also loosening up any need to be overly protective or overly cautious that the feminine might not make it. Or the feminine might fall down, or the feminine might get hurt, or the feminine's too delicate. And as the right side, the masculine side, lets that drop away, the fierce feminine power that is within you begins to come alive just a little bit more. And we're linking that to the element of earth to connect to this body, this mind, in a way that nourishes you. As you center within yourself, your feminine essence, allowing your masculine essence to do what it does best, to allow you to move forward in ways that don't have to have that same sort of struggle. And with that, I see the midline of the body, almost like it was displaced a little bit, slightly to the left, come into orientation again. And as it falls back into place, so to speak. The energy that this midline works with, the essence of trust in our basic, primary, simplest formation of feminine and masculine energy contained within our conception vessel meridian and our governing vessel meridian that go up and down either side of the front and the back of the spine, the body, the mind, perhaps there's no difference. Flows, and as we allow for that flow of the conception and the governing vessel meridians to move in these ways, running a cellular repair as it orients to trust and allows for any bits of pieces that are stored wherever they may be in the soma, wherever they may be in the body, to receive the attention of this restoration of through cell repair. And as that cleans up those pockets of distrust that are ready to be seen and heard and noticed, as those pockets of distrust come forward, I see all the energy centering even more powerfully in the midline of the body as we run reciprocals through the spine now to support even greater alignment and even greater containment of your powerhouse, of your masculine and feminine energies moving and grooving in these ways. Invitation to breathe as we tap out this part here. Namaste indeed. comment from the chat feature. Beautiful. Just giving that another gentle breath. And then we're working now with the heart chakra, the throat, the brow, the crown. And we're working with all the ones above the heart in relationship to all the ones below the heart, the base, the sexual, the solar plexus, and we're going to include the heart twice here. And as we essentially work with the reciprocals of the chakras, running the permissions of, it's safe to grow up. Often, when we find ourselves in sort of more childlike ways or behaviors or states or overreactions or emotions, or you get the idea, anything overtly childlike is an invitation to notice what that is and grant them the capacity to again be seen, be heard, be noticed, and for them to have their requests taken seriously in a way that they get listened to. Which then in turn tends to, for those of us who have played with inner child work, and we've done a little bit in this series, tends to allow for overall, eventually, an integration of sorts. So that all those little inner childhood and unresolved pieces begin to get integrated into the adult self. So it's safe to grow up. It's safe to grow up now. It's safe to lay any burdens down that are getting in the way of that integration. As we invite in any of those unresolved childhood pieces or inner child pieces to integrate to the heart, allowing them to lay down their burdens, lay down their grievances in a way that you can, much like an adult that you are, step in and hold them and be with them, soothe them, comfort them, and normalize any hurt feelings that they might be carrying. And if you happen to have one of those present here and now, invitation to just stay with that process. As our inner kiddos get seen and heard and noticed in whatever ways, general or specific as you may be here, invitation again to allow them to land into this heart space. Or anywhere else they might feel called to. If the heart isn't doing it for them, they can land anywhere else. The chakra superhighway is still wide open. They can land wherever they like. Then we're linking that into large intestine colon 17. We were here, was it last week, 2 weeks ago? Right around where that collarbone meets the sternum. And giving the voice the capacity to be just a little bit freer in its expression. Again, as it relates to potentially those inner kiddos asking, expressing what it is they need. What it is they want to lay down as a burden they've been carrying. And then integrating them through to this heart space. And there's an interesting subconscious belief system hanging out here that I'm giggling at a little bit. That if I enjoy life too much, if I have too much pleasure, if I have too much ease, that my business might suffer. It's almost like this belief system of I have to be miserable and suffer a little bit if I want to get ahead in business and life. Which is very interesting thinking, and anyone with an Eastern European background, I'm going to say, probably has a little bit, a lot, to some degree in them. And you don't have to be Eastern European to have it. We lay no claim to that. We're happy to share it. Speaking on behalf of them all, that's primarily my ancestral descent. And as we work with that, it's also very much like a Canadian prairie mentality. And we can see it, like, honestly, in so many different family, cultural, societal things, our heritage notwithstanding. There is this idea of, yeah, you better just stand on guard. Don't get too comfortable just taking life in all of its joyful pleasures. The ironic part of me wants to say, well, it took us a year to get here, but we found it. As we have themed this entire year around the sensual delights, the sensuality, and getting to notice what's maybe blocking some of that connection to taking in the sensuality of life. And as the seed may have been planted fairly deeply through, again, family, society, culture, ancestors, I see it, that crux of that belief system, that way of thinking, this pattern really, as it's playing out in multiple different ways simultaneously, as the core, as in the core of the heart. And almost like the heart has to do all these other activities that it does, try to work around that. So it actually just becomes cumbersome in a way. And as this is ready to be addressed, integrated, alchemized, metabolized, running a seed tree on it. And it's running for the next 12 days, each day through one of the houses. It'll have a flare of that. So that's going to take us to around June 6th, but that was really quick counting. So around June 6th or so. And as the seed tree continues, starting with circulation of, again, all those basic healing resources that we mentioned earlier, the blood that carries the passion, the nerve, the communication, the lymph, the chi, the consciousness, the little guys, the electrons, protons, solitons, neutrons. Also working with the sounds, those colors, those frequencies of all the chakras, major and minor, endorphins, hormones, and endocannabinoids. Balancing yin and yang and running hydration here again. And as we do that, there's actually just a little release of an adhesion through the left TMJ joint, the left jaw joint. And then as we carry on with the seed tree, I imagine the jaw joint as it relates to the heart meridian in a way, as the heart meridian has a branch that goes upwards to the face through the lower jaw. That adhesion, I'm getting a bit distracted by it, was carrying just a little bit of sadness. And as that releases, we're going to come back to the C tree. So we've done the C. The D is for the defrag, much like a computer defrag, you spring clean. Take out the clutter that doesn't need to be here, and what remains can be readily reorganized and utilized for healing. Then all of the R's, reevaluation, recontextualization, and reprioritization. Getting out of rock and hard place type of thinking. And opening up to other possibilities where it may have seemed like there was none before. Then integration, introspection, shift the underlying consciousness. Thinking of this perhaps as the release, the surrender, the letting go. And right where my finger was, holding that all in, there felt like this pulse, and it actually kind of felt painful, but it's ready to go. And with it, carrying any pain of heartache and heartbreak that's come with that gotta work hard mentality. No time for pleasure. And as that releases through the heart, releasing adhesions through the sternum, and all the way down into actually conception vessel 17 points, which governs all things yin, all things nourishing, like there's space, there's room for nourishment in the form of pleasure. In the form of sensuality, in the form of taking in our life. And that's all linking into house number 12. As we tap this part in, invitation to breathe, receive. Running the permissions as we tap this out of the words, I am. I am. I am. With that, we're running a fair amount of lymphatic drainage, module 5 style, Valtine method of lymphatic drainage, but interestingly enough, for the left body, right head, for all things feminine. And running the permissions with it, it's safe to be valued. It's safe to be valued as a female, as a woman, as a girl, as a mother, a maiden, a crone, and all of its forms in the femme fatale, sexy woman. And as we run lymphatic circulation, again, cleaning out those toxins, gunk, waste, low self-esteem, overthinking, overanalyzing. Linking into that TMJ joint where we notice that little bit of adhesive sort of sadness coming off of the left side. And we actually need to balance it in relationship to the sphenoid bone. And it's almost like that left side piece was balancing something on the right sphenoid, and the right jaw joint just now wants to balance to the left sphenoid in much like a reciprocal pattern. Just not one of our standard 17. This is one of the extra ones. And as it does so, I keep seeing that butterfly shape sort of through here. And at the very center of that butterfly, right around the bridge of the nose, so to speak, it's bringing in the consciousness, the concept of bridging. Bridging the gap, bridging the spaces between all things pineal and pituitary, bridging the spaces between all things masculine and feminine, bridging the space between all things human chakras below with all things divine chakras above. Whatever the word for that may be. And as we work with this integration in this way, linking it all now to governing vessel 20 here, which integrates those habit patterns. Beautiful. And here for this point, running hydration, helping this to be an act of joy. Because it gets to not have to be such hard work all the time. And as we invite this pattern of joy through this hydration, I see both ovaries lighting up, the essence of our feminine, the essence of our creation. And it's linking now into the sound of creation, Om, as is one school of thought. And that Om is also thought to arise through what's referred to as the unstruck sound in a way. And it's also thought to be symbolized through the very ventricles of our brain. And as we work with the ventricles, if you were to take the ventricles of the brain out and just slightly reorient them, they actually form the Sanskrit symbol of Om. And as that comes together in awareness, working with the Om energy circulating, rippling, vibrating, pulsing out from the ventricles of the brain to the rest of the head, all the way until it reaches the points of acceptance, not from body talk, from breath work. In the back of the skull, there's four of them. Right where the skull joins the spine, and then just slightly above that by an extra inch and a half, 2 inches. And it's the energy of acceptance that you see when you can, like, lay your head back and just go with the flow if you are floating through the river of life. And that river of life I see continuing to course through the very midline, through that line of trust, through that line of conception and governing vessel. Connecting now perineum to chakra, crown chakra. And as we work with the perineum, releasing, it looks like adhesed tissue more towards the anus side. And as we release that piece of Batiste tissue, the tailbone begins to soften and drop down in a way that opens up the pelvis and allows for flow to come through that midline with greater ease again. And as this life force energy has now more freedom and more room to move through all things midline, it's linking to all 12 houses simultaneously and their flow, their cycle. And I'm actually beginning to see the various different cycles in all the different traditions that are out there. The ones that I know of, the ones that I don't know of. And all of those cycles as being almost like a blueprint of flow itself, of energetic flow. And I see all those sort of blueprints aligning through your system in slightly different ways. And as there's a bibaxis, in essence, fancy body talk word, a realignment, to your underlying schematics, your underlying patterns, your underlying energy flow. Running the permissions here, it's safe to open up to all that you are. It's safe to open up to all that you are. And that in particular is landing on the left side of the chest and the upper left side of the heart itself. Oh, and the lower left side of the heart, all things on the left side, got it, through the chest and the heart. Beautiful. And as that flows here. As this circulates through the heart, through the chest. Linking once again into house number 12. And working here with the permissions of it's safe to let joy or the good things in life go, knowing that they can come again. Might be the ultimate act of trust. So it's okay to put that experience of joy down to make space for whatever might be coming next. And as it does so, as we open ourselves up in that way, it invites in even more experiences of joy. And it's all being defined by the consciousness of courage, and the Latin word to cur. Which is underlying or the root of courage, means literally to come from the hearts, to come from the hearts. And this is linking into the astrological house of the how that the heart works with, house number five, house of inner child, house of pleasure, and house of the planetary energy of the sun. And as we tap into that essence of all things, fifth house, pleasure, play, inner child, sun, hearts. Defined by the essence here now of harmony. What is it to be in harmony with your heart? Deeply, richly, in harmony with this heart. What is it to listen? To hear the heart? What is it to see the heart, smell, taste, feel, intuit the heart? For those of you who may not have heard our sort of intro theme song at the beginning of the calls, it's not out on the recordings. The words are simply at one point and they get repeated a fair bit into the heart. Diving into the heart. So, how fitting that this is tying in and it's bringing in as a resource that song. The song is Dive In by East Forest, for those of you curious to listen to it that may not have heard it before. And as we work within this dive, potentially deep dive into the heart and harmony and the balance that the heart brings to all things below and all things above. Centering in yourself as being that bridging point between all things human and all things divine. Perhaps you are that connection point. Perhaps that's all you are. Perhaps. And as we work with this bridge consciousness in this way, linking to the soles of the feet, the crown of the head, and these areas, as you've heard me mention, work with rebirth. Bringing awareness to being reborn into your heart, into your center of you. And if just for a moment you could land in the heart with all six senses simultaneously and observe and come from here, what might you see? What might life look like? What might you feel? How might you be? And as you take that view in, taking any time that you'd like to savor it and receive this for the nourishment that it is, linking into all five elements simultaneously. And again, if we can imagine all five elements simultaneously circulating, swirling, circling, and having a center point, connecting that to the very center point of the heart itself. Becoming centered in I am. And linking that to the perineum, softening any bits that are bracing against that ever so slightly. Same thing with the crown of the head and the fancy word tentorium cerebelli, or we could call it the diaphragm of the head brain. And a little piece off of that dura mater, one of the protective layers around the spine, around the skull. Now as that softens, loosening up one more adhesion on the left side of the base of the brainstem, right where it joins onto the spine. An awkward head position, perhaps, from when you were born. It looks like, not necessarily your doing, but the way that your head was held shortly after birth, being a bit kinky. Not in that way, but being a bit kinked. And as that works out, releasing that through that entire line of where the skull joins the spine. Running the permissions here, it's safe to take in who and what I really am. It's safe to take in who and what I really am. And then linking that right into the core of the heart as we tap this one in. Invitation to breathe however you may feel called to. And as I'm tapping, I just hear the words blessings, blessings on your journey. As we bring this all in for a nice soft landing, invitation to stay right where you are. If anything feels a bit unsettled in the system, invitation to head towards that resource that you found at the beginning. And pausing here, savoring my deepest of thanks for this opportunity to be with you all in these ways. The deepest of heart expressions and gratitudes can't really come in the form of words. Just gonna beam it all out at you. It's been such a joy. Thank you. have a 4-minute song. I've been sitting on this one. This has been a bit of a personal anthem throughout this last while for me. It's a song called Dust, and the artist is Trevor Hall, who I played before. And the album is Unpack Your Memories. Invitation to settle on in. And as you do so, potentially connecting to that breath. I I can think of no sweeter note to end on than that song for moi. So thank you for taking it in and receiving it. And thank you for all of your willing openness and your commitment to the deep dives that you've all taken in this year. Mwah, mwah, mwah. All the love. And as we bring this in for a nice soft landing invitation to, for those of you on the call, to stick around if you need any additional one-on-one support. And know that we're going to do a series of sessions next week that will be available for you at any point in time. So for those of you digesting this year, know that those aren't going anywhere and they'll be available for you. Okay. Mwah. Bye for now, y'all.